This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, it's great again to be bringing you Saturday Magazine. As president of Joy and host of SatMag, I want to thank all of those folk who are staffing our vaccination clinics and testing clinics. They're doing an incredible job under very difficult circumstances. Thank you to all of you. You're making a difference. The No Browsing Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne and in fact around the world, streaming online at joy.org.au and on the Joy app on your iPhone and also Android. Available on podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, the longest running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and questions show. We always welcome feedback from you, our listeners. This is progressive, independent current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning for SatMag is the voice of reason and generally the calmest person on this show, unless, of course, he encounters some dickheads gaslighting.
Good morning, Macca.
Tass.
And what a show we've got today.
We have. Paul's doing our panel. Gordle is getting ready to do our podcast. Fiona is off-site doing our social media. I have a really quick message, Tass, again. I want to ask every single person who's listening to give yourself a task this weekend. Reach out to friends and family and check how they are. Now, obviously, you can't visit, but you can ring or Zoom them, because remember, we are all in this together. Now, here's a bit of trivia, Tass. Don't know whether this is absolutely true.
I'm listening.
But Twitter, of course, at SatMagJoy949 is on Twitter. But Twitter is alleged to mean typing what I'm thinking to everyone reading. Do you reckon that's right? Well, it sounds good anyway, doesn't it?
Look, it sounds great, but generally people think in more than 140 characters.
Well, not everyone.
It depends on which state you're in, is that what you mean?
It does. Now, look, we have an absolute ripper show.
And, Macca, what we're going to do today is you took my line. We're going to lift the lid off the box and have a look inside.
We're going to put our hands in and see what we can find.
This is about COVID. We're going to look at COVID programs. We're going to look at what happens in contact tracing. We're going to look at what happens inside a vaccination and a testing clinic. And we're also going to have a good look inside Catherine Bennett's brain again, aren't we, Macca?
We are. And so basically, with the contact tracing, it's going to be a little bit of a role play. I'm going to be the person who's just tested positive. And we're going to be speaking with Rhonda Stewart. Rhonda is the director of local public health and an infectious disease physician for Monash University. And she's in charge of a team that do contact tracing around Bayside and Port Phillip. So I'm going to be the person who's just tested positive. I'm not going to give her a hard time. So the questions that she would ask me, you know, she's a contact tracer. She's ringing me to find out who I've been in contact with.
And Macca, straight after the Rhonda, we're going to speak with Daniel Alesi. And for those of you who don't know, Daniel Alesi, yeah, what's that, Macca?
It's
they're drilling. They're drilling holes.
It's Tim Wilson drilling for oil. It's all right.
We're going to chat with Daniel Alesi, who is the manager of the COVID program for Star Health. And Macca, for those people who've fortunately been able to visit the Victorian Pride Centre, you will know that Star Health is actually one of the star tenants in this
place.
They are. The whole of Level 2 is occupied by Star Health.
Yeah.
I don't know if Daniel works from this place, but we can certainly find out. Anyway, he's going to talk to us a bit about what it's like running a clinic and what happens inside the service.
Yeah. And our favourite epidemiologist, Catherine Bennett, who's the chair in epidemiology at Deakin University. Catherine, I suspect, will be listening to those couple of interviews and she'll give us, you know,
her
thoughts on that. But also, we want to ask her some questions. I particularly want to interrogate her a little bit. Well, not interrogate. Ask her, whilst it's not her report, the Doherty report, which basically you can go have 30 infections a day or 800 a day and apparently it doesn't make any difference on opening up.
It'll be interesting to hear what she has to say.
Which, as a lover of statistics, that doesn't sit well with me.
And Macca, it wouldn't be Saturday Magazine if we didn't have politicians on the show. So we are going to speak with the member for Higgins, federal member for Higgins, Katie Allen, and we're also going to speak with the member for McNamara, Josh Burns,
now
the
local member. They actually have adjoining seats, don't they?
They do. They bus against each other, Macca.
I reckon they could have a unity ticket to keep the Greens out of those seats, because both of them have a difficult question. If you're listening, I'm going to ask you a favour. Can you actually tell us whether or not you're hearing any background noise, whether you're hearing any drilling? Let us know.
Well, there's nothing on now, Macca.
No. And someone said, where's the second T in Twitter? Well, I spell it with two, so it only got... Anyway, there we go. Simon James says, that explanation of Twitter sounds like a backronym. An acronym made up after the fact to fit the letters. Could be. He says he just checked and Twitter was originally called Twitter, T-W-T-T-R, without the vowels. The very first tweet by the creator of Twitter was just setting up my Twitter. I don't know how you'd say that.
You just say Twitter.
Twitter. Remember when Bronwyn Pike... Remember we had Bronwyn Pike on and she was not all that good on social media and she said that she was a twat.
Twat.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.